The subject turns to horror movies, and someone asks me, what scares you? I always say, the news. And I'm only half joking, really, because I see the crimes and tragedies that happen in real life as far more frightening than any fiction. But in fact, horror as a genre is different than just being scared. It's when fear and pleasure are united. The excitement of being afraid is the fun, the adrenaline rush, the reason we watch in the first place. I know what scared me as a kid when I hadn't seen so many movies and I was still easily affected by their magic. The great old Universal Studio horror flicks from the 30s, Dracula, The Mummy, Frankenstein, and especially that beautiful masterpiece, The Bride of Frankenstein, which mixes laughter and pity with horror.
She's alive! Alive!
However, being a kid, I was also susceptible to less artistic horror fare as well. From cheesy Vincent Price movies to 1950s science fiction monsters and aliens. In this regard, I should mention one excellent film, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Don Siegel's 1956 shocker about pod-borne alien life that replaces people with emotionless duplicates. The fear of being taken over from within, of something destroying your personality, was almost too scary for me as a kid.
Listen to me. Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
But growing up and becoming familiar with movies has taken away much of their original effect. I can still love and appreciate Boris Karloff as the monster, but he doesn't scare me anymore.
Yes, go! You live! Go! You stay! We belong dead!
This is quite normal, but another development I consider unfortunate. Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 film Psycho, a very great film, shifted horror away from the occult and towards the killer next door. All the imitations and their sequels, what we call slasher films, have continued endlessly since then, none of them, in my opinion, coming close to achieving the mood of the original. With all the special effects now at a director's command, even supernatural elements, such as in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies or some of the Asian horror flicks, are too outlandish to really scare me. But admittedly, I am one jaded critic. Now consider George Romero's Night of the Living Dead, made in 1968. Shot in black and white on a minuscule budget with leaden dialogue and amateurish acting. Its very lack of sophistication was part of what made it terrifying.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're ignorant.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it. You're acting like a child.
Look, they're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
There wasn't that slick Hollywood surface to remind you that this was only a movie. When I first saw it at a midnight show in the 70s, the audience actually screamed. For me, there has to be a more subtle psychological horror involved. A sense of dread or fear of the evil that can really exist inside of a person, even oneself. In 1968, there was Rosemary's Baby, directed by Roman Polanski, which used the pervasive sense of paranoia that was rampant at that time to create the effect of unseen forces closing in on the main character who believes she's the victim of a satanic cult. Then there's David Cronenberg's Videodrome from 1983, which combines the terror of mental collapse with body horror and a nightmare critique of media culture.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena, the Videodrome.
One of my very favorites is Don't Look Now from 1973, directed by Nicholas Roeg, and starring Julie Christie and Donald Sutherland. They play parents whose little girl has drowned. A year later, they go to Venice, still grief-stricken, and they encounter a psychic who claims to be receiving messages from their dead daughter.
She's wearing a shiny little man. Christie. Oh, but she's happy as can be.
Meanwhile, the father keeps seeing a child running through the streets, wearing the same red raincoat his daughter wore when she died. This is a film about people being shattered by loss and the effect that has on their relationship and on their minds, and it uses spooky atmosphere and suggestion rather than shock effects. That is, until the very end, when you get a real jolt you won't soon forget. The fact is, I just don't get scared very often in the movies anymore, unless it's something like the Coen brothers' No Country for Old Men, with its sublimely indifferent killer played by Javier Bardem. That, however, is not a horror film. It just scares me because it depicts a world in which unrepentant evil can go unpunished. Which brings us right back to the news, doesn't it? For Arizona Spotlight, this is Chris DeShiel, wishing you a happy Halloween.